Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
Despite a drubbing in Tuesday's elections, Democrats in the Biden administration continue their leftward march. Yesterday, OSHA, the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, and the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid both released their long-anticipated rules regarding mandatory vaccinations. Over the years, we've talked about government agencies increasingly usurping the authority of lawmakers as they govern through administrative rule rather than by law, and Thursday's actions were classic examples. With large swaths of the population refusing to get vaccinated, these rules have the potential to cripple an already weak economy. They also have the potential of causing more deaths than the vaccines themselves might prevent. As healthcare workers, firefighters, and police walk off the job in places like New York, the rest of the country should sit up and take notice. We could be next, and OSHA's vaccine mandate for all businesses with more than 100 employees could exacerbate the problems we're seeing in the transportation and manufacturing sectors. In Montana, where roughly half the population remains unvaccinated, many workers are scared. Every day, people reach out to us asking for advice on how to navigate the mandates, and we refer them to the Attorney General's office. Just yesterday, Attorney General Austin Knutson said his team has been preparing for this day, and today they'll join other states in filing federal lawsuits. They claim these rules are an unconstitutional usurpation of both state and individual rights. Governor Gianforte has spoken out against these mandates in the past, as have Senator Steve Daines and Congressman Matt Rosendale. In Montana, our elected officials are speaking with one voice. We also led the way with state legislation earlier this year that bans vaccine passports as a precondition for employment, public accommodation, or government services. There are those on the left that say that federal law trumps state law, but it's important to remember that these edicts are administrative rules, not laws. They may have the force of law, but they are not laws, and it's an important distinction. It's also important to note that long-held constitutional protections are being challenged, and one of those is the free exercise of religion. Many are refusing vaccines on religious grounds, and many employers, including government agencies, are ignoring religious objections. These are tumultuous times, and the big question is, what will we look like as a nation going forward? Will we be a split society of the vaxxed and unvaxxed, with the vaxxed enjoying privileges unavailable to the rest of society? Will the unvaccinated be allowed to fly or travel to other countries? All of this is on the table, and it feels as though it's coming to a head. If Tuesday's elections were any indication, the 2022 election cycle could be a bloodbath for the left. They risk losing both the U.S. House and Senate, which leaves them only two options: run harder to the left in the limited time they have left, or back off and hope to survive the elections. We hope they choose the latter. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.